First of all, I ask you to pray in a particular way for our young people who will be confirmed today at 11 o'clock by Bishop Olesik. And if you want to come to the reception afterwards, you're certainly welcome if you want to meet the bishop. So most importantly, pray for those to be confirmed. Also want to remind you that Wednesday of this week, we have Movie with McNeil. And the movie this week is going to be Father Stu Reborn, the edited version of Father Stu, where some of the more egregious language is removed. Now, this is a visual joke. When Pope St. John Paul II was in Chicago, he had heard about Chicago pizza, and he decided he was going to try some. So he ordered a pizza from a local place, and the delivery driver was speeding getting the pizza to the Pope. Policeman stopped him and said, "Why are you speeding?" He says, "Well, I'm delivering a pizza to the Pope." And the fellow said, "You know, I bet," the officer said, "You know, I bet the Pope is a good tipper. So I'll do this. I will give you an escort, and I won't ticket you if you promise that you'll give me half of the tip that the Pope gives you." So he agreed. So they get there, and he delivers the pizza, comes down after delivering it, and the policeman says, "Okay, where's my half of the tip?" And he goes, for those of you that are just listening to the podcast, I made half of the sign of the cross. The point is that we often want something that someone else has, and that usually leads us to trouble. In the first reading, the author of the book speaks of the wicked and their hatred of the just. And we can certainly understand what the author says here about the wicked and about Jesus and his suffering to come. Jesus is the just man. And he challenges the wicked because he has something they don't. He has a good relationship with his Father. Indeed, he has a perfect relationship with his Father. And he has joy. And he is admired by the crowds who listen to him. And the leaders look down on those crowds. They are jealous of his relationship and his joy. And if they can't have it, they want to get rid of him. Rather than listening to him and learning from him, they'd rather get rid of him. James goes on to say this kind of the same thing in the second reading. Covetousness is something we don't often hear about. It's forbidden by the 9th and 10th commandments. But our fear of being left out, our fear of being deprived of what we think we're entitled to, leads to all kinds of problems. We think we're entitled to things that we may not be entitled to. We see somebody has a new car or a big house and great wealth, and we want it for ourselves. And it's certainly okay to dream, but we need to understand God always provides for us. Always, always, always provides for us what we need, even if we don't always appreciate it. And we have to understand that sometimes what we think we need is in fact not what we need. God provides for us what we need, not always what we want. And that can lead to unease, disorder, foul practices. Our attitude should be thankfulness for what God has done for us, and we ought to be thankful for others too. When people come into confession and talk about being jealous or envious, I always suggest being honest. In other words, it's okay to say, "You know, I'd like to have what this person has," whether it's something physical or financial or even spiritual. He says, it's okay to want that. But one of the things I suggest you do is say, "Lord, you know, I would like this. But if this person to whom you have given this hasn't thanked you recently, let me thank you on their behalf. And at the same time, let me thank you on my behalf for what you have given me. It's a good idea for us regularly to count our blessings. In the gospel, we have another situation where I talk about Jesus having a flat forehead, you know, because he has been speaking about his coming passion and death, and they're ignoring it. Instead, they're talking about who's going to be the most important. And when Jesus asks them what you were talking about, they're embarrassed because they already know or should know that they are called to imitate Jesus and to be childlike with a deep, profound faith in the Father's care for them and for all of us. They are called to be ambitious, to be the least, to serve. Just as Jesus says elsewhere, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for the many. The apostles were supposed to learn that. And sometimes they weren't listening. And so we need to listen. We need to embrace our crosses, even if we don't like them. Of course we don't like our crosses. And one of the crosses it's important for us to bear is the fact that we cannot bear somebody else's cross. We see somebody else who is in particular need, a loved one or family member, and we wish we could bear their cross, and we can't. We can only bear our own cross. And we should embrace that cross so that we can serve in the name of Jesus. Whether we want to serve or not, we are called to serve in his name. We are to ask for joy in what God has given others, and to ask him for joy to give thanks for what he has given us, that we may not be all about myself. We can't have an attitude that it's all about me, but rather that we might share in Jesus' life by our kindness, generosity, and mercy, that we may have Jesus' life, eternal life, here and now, that we may have the fullness of eternal life in the world that will never end.